The After Hour Show. Grab a drink and relax.
And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Welcome to the show. This is the After Hour Show. Call in anytime at 603-217-5737.
All right, guys, welcome to the After Hours Show. This is something we don't normally do. We normally don't broadcast on a Thursday night, but we are going to be doing that specially for AudioBoo.com. That's right, our newest station affiliate, AudioBoo.com. This is just for you, and we actually do have the phone lines open, so call in anytime at 603-217-5737. If you are listening from YouTube or you have a YouTube, if you have another radio show that you're working on, now is the time to call in because we normally don't let people do shout-outs. I'll let you do it tonight. We're only going to be broadcasting for about a half an hour, and this is something you can only hear on AudioBoo. So we are using our normal broadcasting software to get the episode out live. But then after that, it's going to be only available on audioboo.com. So there we go. Shout out to AudioBoo and everyone over there. Great group of people. And I've just had the absolute pleasure of working with some of the people on the back end and the business side of things. And they've been more than accommodating. And I really want to thank them for that. So thanks for having us on board. Thanks for picking up the After Hours Show. And today what we're going to be doing is a little bit of best of. And we're also going to be talking about the charity gaming event that we're going to be doing in a couple weeks, and I don't know if this week's going to count, but I'm going to say in 2 weeks, and we may count this week, so it could be as soon as next week, or it could be as soon as 3 weeks out, so three episodes out, and then we'll be shaving our head in the studio for charity, and some of the details on that will be coming up later on in the episode. I want to leave you guys with a really good best of segment, so let's start the show with one that is my personal favorite, and you guys can play along listening on audioboo.com, or if you download it, listening in your car, wherever, there's plenty of places to hear it. This is back in the day when our show first started, and you're going to tell the difference in mic quality and things like that, but this was when we took the alien test to see if we have been abducted by aliens. All right, guys, I hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back. This is an AudioBoo broadcast.
This is the best of the After Hours Show. Right now, we are going to go down to a part where they will take a test to see if they have been abducted by aliens. Play along, guys. This is the best of the After Hours Show. As always, we will be live Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We will see you then.
Right now, we're going to be telling you if you have been abducted by an alien. So pay attention and keep score with us. Right now, this is the test. Take the simple test to find out if you have been abducted by an alien. You guys ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
All right. The first one is, do you ever wake up paralyzed with a sense of strange, or with a sense of a strange person or presence or something else in the room?
We all have had that, right?
Yeah.
Well, you haven't, Tyler, but he has.
I've had it, but no strange feeling that there was a person right there. I just had parallel.
I've had that a couple times. One time I actually woke up with a cut under my eye.
Huh.
That's messed up.
But I thought that that's probably just me in the night scratching or something.
Who knows? Yeah.
But I didn't have Shiloh at the time, so that's also.
I woke up with bangs once. That was in like middle school. My hair had no bangs, and I woke up, and I had bangs.
Ooh,
you're going to love this.
I have no freaking idea how that happened.
That's funny, because here's number two. So, Tyler, you haven't. Trish and I will take a point on that one. But number two, Trish, think about what you just said. Have you ever experienced a period of lost time, an hour or more, for which you could not remember what you were doing or where you had been?
No.
So you have no idea how your bangs grew in that short amount of time? That's a lost sense of time.
I guess so. I don't know. It was just too weird. I literally have no idea how that happened.
Okay, well, let's reread the question. Have you ever experienced a period of lost time, an hour or more, pay attention, for which you could not remember what or where you were doing or where you had been?
No, I had been sleeping. And then I woke up and I had bangs. I think someone came in my room and cut my hair.
He gave you bangs. Gave you bangs.
You had bangs? Or you?
No, I had hair was completely straight. And then I woke up and I had bangs.
That doesn't make sense. Your hair grew or your hair got cut?
It got cut.
Oh, okay, whatever. You're out of this.
The aliens gave her bangs.
Yeah,
no.
Her hair just got cut. She's just a jerk.
I think my sister's friends, like, came in and cut my hair or something.
Probably.
It's the weirdest thing that ever happened.
I lost so much interest so quickly. It was amazing.
Oh, you're so rude.
I thought your hair grew and you had, like, overnight you just grew bangs. That's what I thought. That was way more exciting than, oh, someone cut your hair. Okay, Tyler, have you ever grown bangs?
Yeah. Oh, man, all the time. I grow bangs every day.
You have bangs right now.
Yeah, I grow them every day. I cut them daily. I wake up with bangs. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Again? Are you serious?
Again?
It's like the movie Santa Claus where he shaves his beard and it grows back to
seconds. Yeah, I'm like, come on now. I'm sick of these bangs. Come on.
Come on.
Oh, shit.
No, but no. Seriously, have you ever experienced a loss of time?
No.
No, you.
I don't think so.
I don't think I've ever had that. I've had moments where I'm, I forget what I'm doing, but I don't have a sense that I lost.
Yeah.
You know, something's weird. Something's not right. It's kind of like rape when the girl wakes up and her underwear is not on like she normally has it.
Yeah,
so that's one of the signs.
Wow.
Okay.
So no one has a point there.
Anyways, have you ever felt that you had been flying through the air, although you didn't know why or how?
Well, this one time I had a crazy drug. No, I'm just kidding.
One time I was on speed. And I tried to do free running.
Not me.
I've never even had a flying dream.
I wish I could fly.
Oh my gosh, you guys can't fly in your dreams?
No, I wish I could though. You have?
Yeah, this is how I know. I told my aunt about a nightmare I had, and she was like, you know, I just fly away when there's something bad. And then after that, I can fly away.
Huh. I can never fly in my dreams. I just always dealt with them.
Try it. Oh, you don't just run away?
No, I don't run away. The thing is, when something weird happens in my dreams, I try to find out more about it. I don't run away. I'm like, I want to go more. I want to go deeper in it. I want to find out what happens. Because you ever wake up in a dream and you're just like, I'm like, okay, I did this. Now what's going to happen next? I got to go back to bed and figure it out. And you try to...
Yeah,
you try
to try to get myself back to that dream.
Yeah, you try to get back to your same dream you were in, the same spot.
Even if it's a nightmare, aren't you just like, yes,
I woke up. Yeah, but you still try to figure out what happens after. Like, you can try to continue your dream.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I try to do.
See, a lot of my dreams, a lot of the dreams that I have, I'm just a badass. Like, a lot of my dreams, like, for example, there'll be a vampire and he's killing everyone, and I, for a period of time, I run and survive, but then I fight him. And in my dreams, I never really ever kill anyone, I don't think, that I remember, but I do, there's all my dreams, there's huge war scenes, there's huge fighting for your lives and quick thinking. A lot of it is like, you're under attack and it's life or death and you have to make quick decisions. That's a lot of what my dreams are. But I never run away. I always fight and I always...
For you guys.
And I'm always like that. But I never fly.
Yeah, I never fly.
Do you ever have powers?
No.
Oh, you want to know something? You know how they say if you die in your dream, you die in real life?
Yeah.
I've died in a dream.
Yeah.
And I remember it.
I've never really died, but I've gotten like some serious accidents in my dream. Which is so fucked up, I got so, woke up scared once.
Have you ever got shot in your dream?
Yeah, I've gotten shot before.
Actually, what mine was. I got shot, I died, and I never woke up in between. And then I was a ghost, and it was actually at one of the houses that we still have at the time.
Well, like still,
that we still have now. And, well, that's what it was. When I went in the house, it actually turned out to be my old school that I used to go to. And all the kids were there, and I would try to talk to them, and they wouldn't respond.
Huh, that's weird. Yeah.
So, but I got, in my dream, I was alive, got shot, died, and then turned into a ghost in my dream.
That is strange.
All in one dream without waking up, and I'm still alive.
I it's funny, because when I got shot in my dream, it wasn't really, like, too serious. It's like, oh, shit, I got shot! We gotta go to the hospital.
It's one of those old bad action movies where the blood's just pouring out and you're like, oh!
Yeah, exactly.
Did you feel like you got shot? Like, were you even lost?
No, it was just like, I just got shot and I'm like, I got shot. I remember clearly. I was in the passenger seat of a car, and like it was like a drive-by shooting or something. Someone shot me, and I got shot in the leg. So I was like, I got shot. We gotta go to the hospital. And that was about it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
I was reading dream research where they say that a lot of the times dreams, like your brain tries to play out scenarios of what you would do in a bad situation where you got to think quick. You have to instant think, and it'll play out bad situations. Like if you got shot, how do you handle it?
That's what I was.
And that was this dream research says. That's why a lot of the time we dream, have nightmares and stuff that's shitty happen.
Hey, that's what
so
happened.
So you can
to
figure
me.
Out how to deal with it if it ever happened.
I deal with it. I got shot. That's
yeah,
my
you dream. Handle your shit. In real life, I will not probably be able to fly away from my shit.
I got shot.
That's all I did.
Oh, good luck, bud. Okay,
so that. We'll drive to the hospital.
All right, so no one gets a point on that. I don't. Well,
no.
So you and I have won. Tyler zero.
No, I mean Trish, you've been flying, right?
You said you flew away.
Oh yeah. Okay, so does that really count flying through? Even though you didn't know, because if that was a dream, of course I knew I was all sleeping.
So, Trish, you're at 2. We're all at 1, right?
Fine, great.
Not sure.
Oh, yeah. Tyler's at 0. That's right.
That'd be cool to be affected by aliens, so I'm not going to lie.
All right, here's the next one. Have you ever seen unusual light or balls of light in the room without knowing what was creating them or causing them?
The only thing I've seen is like just like floaties, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like in your eyes.
Yeah, just like
every now and then, like if I look, well, not look at a light, but you shut your eyes.
Yeah,
you can
that's about it.
Nothing out of the normal.
Have you ever laid out in the sun? You saw images on your eyelids.
You can just stop at laid out in the sun. That's a girl thing.
The guys don't stop there.
You're never out in the sun, see?
Nope. Unless you feel like a gay dude or something. I don't go outside just to sunbathe.
Nope. Me neither. Okay. So
anyways.
No one gets a point on that.
No, I don't think so.
So number 5, have you ever found puzzling scars in your body and neither you or anyone else could remember how you received them or how you got them or where you got them? I'm going to take a point on that.
Well, it's an actual scar and you had no idea how you had it.
A scar, it's a cut under the eye. I'm pretty sure that counts as a point.
Yeah, sure, why not? I don't think I have. Have you?
No. Well, you guys are just special.
Yeah, I guess we haven't been abducted. Fuck.
All right, so that was 5.
I want to be.
And you wanted to be, too.
Yeah, I would love to. Let's be honest.
This is just a 5-question quiz, so it's real short, real simple. Here it is. 3 out of 5 indicates 60% probably of alien abduction. 4 out of 5, 90% probability. And if you scored 5 out of 5, you're an alien abductee. Anything less, and you have not been abducted.
I haven't been abducted,
so
apparently.
So none of us have been abducted.
Shit, man. I was hoping I was.
Anyone listening, if you have been abducted, well, congratulations.
Yeah, you're a winner.
You're a winner. No, I just... What do you guys think about abduction, Trish?
I think that's shitty. It doesn't sound like a good thing at all. Someone messing with your body.
Do you believe
with some
in
kind of crazy technology? No, I don't.
You don't believe in abduction?
Really? I like proof, even if it's whatever. I just like proof, and I don't think anyone's really proven that they've been abducted.
No, but I do believe in something up there, and they probably could abduct you. And I think I'd love to be abducted, to be honest with you. So if the aliens are listening, abduct me.
And like us on Facebook.
And like us on Facebook. Yes, and please just give me some kind of crazy...
And send us an email.
Yeah, send us an email too.
Give you some crazy powers.
If you have any ideas in the show, send us any ideas.
Yeah, we'll add a new segment. Hey, we'll do Words from Space.
Yeah, Words from Space.
That's what we'll do.
That'd be awesome.
But definitely like us on Facebook.
Yes.
And we'll give you a free iTunes gift card.
Yeah, there you go. I'm sure you guys got iTunes up in space.
Yeah.
iTunes is everywhere.
You know what? They probably pirate everything.
That's true. Yeah, they can just easily... Yeah. They're smarter than us.
Way smarter.
But anyways.
GF6.com. We are everything Xbox. Game forums, game reviews, cash prize tournaments, Madden leagues, podcasts, movie reviews, and more. You can buy games in our game market for 80% less than retail. You can sell your games in our market and get fair market value. List all your games for free. Create your own gamer profile. Post your videos and get your hands on exclusive GF6 gear like the Dirty Hoodie to show off your GF6 pride. Join the GF6 Nation today. Go to www.gfsix.com. GF6. Join the GF6 Nation.
This is the After Hours Show. Call in anytime at 603-217-5737.
All right, guys, welcome back to the After Hours Show. We are doing a special broadcast for audioboo.com. Just me in the studio today. This is the first time and our first attempt at anything like this. Our show's normally really long. We're going to try to condense it down to a 30-minute show just so audioboo.com has some exclusive After Hours Show clips. So really cool, guys. If you have a YouTube channel, anything you want to shout out, now's the time to do it. We normally don't allow shout-outs on our show, but this is the one episode where I'm going to let that kind of slide. So what we're going to be doing now is playing another best of segment. Now, this is a best of segment I personally really like. And this was the very first thing that we ever aired, just ever. This was the very first broadcast, the very first segment. And a lot of you will probably recognize it, probably have heard it. But all the people on audioboo.com probably haven't heard this. And it's something kind of cool. So what it is a popular game called Slender Man. And what we did was we went and played it live on the air. Now, actually, I think at that time we weren't live, but it was the first time we ever really played that. And we really did get scared. And we're not just doing this on the air just to be funny. I was genuinely scared when I screamed. And I know Tyler was too, because Tyler, we'll talk about it on Saturday, but I don't think Tyler would ever admit that he would scream at a game, but he did. And here's that segment. Hope you guys enjoy it.
You're listening to the best of the After Hours Show. This is a segment where they try to play Slender Man. Remember that intro you always hear? Now you'll be able to see how big of a wuss they really are.
We're going to be playing a couple games. We're going to be playing scary games. We're going to be going over the new hit game, Slender Man. This is a free download online, guys. We're going to play it. We scared ourselves senseless, I would say.
But yeah, I'd pretty much sum it up to that.
I mean, we weren't scared. I mean, I think we really just made ourselves scared.
Yeah. I was surprised on the reaction, but it was pretty awesome.
It's funny. You're going to hear Tyler scream. You're going to hear me scream.
I screamed like a little girl.
I did too. There's a segment where I trip over a chair and I fall. It's all there. You guys are going to love it.
All right, so we're playing Slender.
Move the computer to wherever you want.
This is good. Oh, wow. These are better graphics than I thought they were.
So you look around with that.
Yep. And then you probably move with... Yep. A-S-R-T. S... Oh, wow. All
right, so the point of this game is you want to find 8 notes. There's... they're in different spots, and we didn't look at the readme, so we don't know the controls. There's a way to turn your flashlight on and off.
Why would you want
to? I just want to keep it on because I'd be so fucking scared if I kept it off. I'd be like, oh my god! So we're pretty much just walking around. I could go anywhere I want as long as I go in a direction to find a letter, right?
Right, there's scattered 8. I only know where some of them are. There's one that's on a well.
You just be in the stall taking a piss and you go, oh, look, a letter! Wait, so the guy that I'm not supposed to be staring into his eyes because he wants to...
Well, I don't think he has any eyes. Does he have any eyes?
You see eyes.
He has eyes?
I'm pretty sure he's got eyes.
You don't want to get caught by him because he's like the sheriff of the woods or what?
No, he's not. He's a killer.
That actually made me jump.
Oh, ooh. Is that... Nope, that's the building. That's totally the building. I was like, oh, is that him?
I'm going to
run towards him.
I'm pretty hungry right now, and I want some burgers or something. So.
Now,
oh, I think there's a car over there. Is that the one with the car?
I think there's a note on that somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. We want to find like 8 paper notes. They're written on just notepads.
I'm just.
You can't go in it.
I was trying to go on it.
I know. Oh, there he is.
Am I supposed to be?
Run away!
Yeah, you don't want to go near that.
Oh, I was like, oh, I look
just
a friend.
Go near him.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
I'm actually amazed that we got away from that guy the first time. He was right in our face. Like, we saw the white and everything, and
I'm not
scared. That's because he was staring at him.
This looks like a bathroom stall.
Yeah.
I'm about to take a piss.
It's like the world's biggest bathroom. Oh, there's an
Woo!
Oh, always watches, no eyes.
I want something to pop up and scare the shit out of me.
I don't.
Like, literally scare the shit out of me.
I don't want that.
I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't think this game is going to happen.
I told you.
You made me scared. And then I look up and he's like right there. And she screams. I'm like, oh, fuck. She scared me. I wasn't even scared because of the game. I was scared because of her. And then I just ran out of the way.
I'm pretty scary.
Yeah.
Oh, that's absolutely amazing. So there you go. You
like, I want to be scared. So I'm like, a bunch of circles. I don't know. Mark told me that this is what happens.
All right, so
I think my light just died, or I just pressed the wrong button. This is
that's a note. That's a note. That's a note. Oh. I can see that.
Help me.
All right,
one
so,
of them says, like,
oh my god, wait, hey, we're halfway done the game, guys. This,
and we have no flashlight.
Yeah, well, what's a flashlight? You know what? Not having a flashlight just means we can't.
There's a whole flashlight. That was fucked up.
Okay, so that one.
That's. Did he die? Rigged, man. I just died.
See? Your eyes watering.
No, my eyes aren't watering. I'm just fucked up, man.
That was amazing.
That was scary.
That makes me feel like it's definitely...
All right, so Tyler just died. That's...
this is crazy.
That was amazing. I was talking about how you can't... The no flashlights makes it so you don't get scared. And
then it popped up.
Oh, it absolutely popped up.
It might be rigged. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well see, the thing with this game, like, what you did, like, when you died, that was actually, that made me jump a little, but,
me too.
But the thing is, just seeing him isn't scary, because I can turn around, and I'm gonna see him. That's not scary.
Yeah,
what's scary is when you're, like...
When you turn just a little bit,
gets,
he's right there.
Like... You, like, so say I look here. So say I look to the right.
The effect of him popping up and, you know, you're not...
Well, okay, well, I'm looking at...
Because you have no peripherals.
Right, well, I'm looking at a truck right now. So say I do this. Nothing. And he's there. That might make me jump.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and what I did, I looked at the truck, looked to the right, looked back at the truck. And
not expecting it, and he's there.
My light just died. Oh, God, he's right there. Oh, my God, he is right there. How do I get out of here? I can't see.
Just keep going straight. You can see the end right there.
You want to stand still and see if he'll follow you up to where you are?
Yeah, I might just spin it. Well, I mean, I've only seen him once, and that's literally the first time I turned around. I saw him. He was standing right in the doorway about to just stick his...
Right.
Oh, is that him?
Stand still.
Okay.
And we're going to look at the sky.
No, look at the sky. We'll try to find the Big Dipper.
Look up at the sky.
Right.
Oh, it's nice
and happy.
Make
sure...
Oh my God.
I tripped over the chair. The chair touching me made me jump.
That is.
I tripped over the chair.
Okay, so you look at the sky and you stand still. So it's confirmed. If you stand still, he will find you.
That was amazing. If you could see the camera,
we didn't even see
like,
him, and we all jumped and got scared.
All right.
We heard the.
Oh, that was amazing. That was a good time. I actually got up to go pee. The chair touched me, and I heard a noise, and I jumped like a little girl.
The Miller Lite Home Draft gives you the great Pilsner taste of Miller Lite on draft in your fridge. And it stays fresh for up to 30 days. And fresh is a lot better than stale. You don't go outside for a breath of stale air. Catching a stale water fish? Bet it has 3 eyes and a hoof. Brewing a stale pot of coffee? That's one grande stinks a latte. Ah, the smell of stale cut grass. FYI, I'm knee-high in manure. Serving snacks and restalements at your party? That's a real party pooper, Padre. A stale baked cookie? Goes goes great with a warm glass of Shut Your Trap, chap. Stale squeezed OJ? Ex-squeeze me, but no J. If your buddy tells you he's keeping things stale, he needs to change his underpants. Need to restale your web browser? Try www.getaclue.nerd. Don't get stale with me. That's just gross. So why drink stale beer when you can have up to 30 days of fresh draft beer in your fridge? The Home Draft from Triple Hops Brewed Miller Lite. Taste greatness. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Great beer, great responsibility.
Welcome back to the After Hours Show.
We wanted to see how popular our show really was. So we sent out a message, and we have our first response. So how are you doing?
I'm good.
What up, my biscuit?
The After Hours Show. They wanted me to do the Cinnamon Challenge.
Wow, that's a tongue twister.
I'm going to do it. Probably after I do it, and I cough for like about a couple seconds. Like maybe like 15 or something like that.
It doesn't seem that bad.
No, it doesn't.
I knew where it was going. I knew where it was going. It's like we know what we're doing.
Oh, okay. I will do the Cinnamon Challenge.
I can go for miles in my airplane. Have a lot of smiles in my airplane.
All right, guys, welcome back to the After Hours Show. That was actually a clip I haven't heard in a long time. And there's so many intros that are building up on the show. The live show is every Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And the best place to check it out is theafterhoursshow.com. But that was a clip, and I don't even remember how long ago it was. But yeah, I called in somewhere, or we got a call, and this girl was like, oh, I'll do the Cinnamon Challenge. I was like, okay, do it right now. And so we waited for like a while she went and got all the props, and then she did it on the air. So that's what that was. And that was, I don't even know what episode that was, but I'll try to find that because it'd be cool to go back and listen to that episode. So guys, we want to welcome Audio Boo to the afterhoursshow.com and the After Hours Show just in general. This is going to be a broadcast that will only be available on our Audio Boo page. So go check them out, audioboo.com. Look up the After Hours Show. You'll see us. The banner's right there. You can't miss us. You'll recognize the segments. We have all the interviews up there, and we are going to be adding, I'm going to try to do one segment a day. And I know that sounds like a lot. And if this takes off, you know, and people actually like the Audio Boo broadcasts, we can expand and we can do more with that. So for now, this is the first one, and this will only be on audioboo.com after we go off the air. I'm going to download it myself, and then I'm going to upload it to audioboo.com, and I'm going to delete it from Spreaker. So that's kind of how that's going to work. We want to thank everyone for tuning in, and I know I didn't really do any advertising for this because it was kind of like a spur-of-the-moment thing. However, if you are tuning in, then I do have a new soundboard for Saturday's show, and those are clips. There's some really weird ones. Like, I don't know. I have to think about this, and I have to think about how I'm going to be using these because no one knows that I got this unless you're listening. But there's some really weird clips on here. Like, let me see if I can get one. Okay, so here's one. I don't even know what this is. I'm just going to click this for the first time. So you guys are hearing it just like me. Yeah, I don't like that. That's just the song. All right, let's see this one. All right, so I know that's Chris Rock, but I don't know how I'm going to use these. I haven't even listened to all of them yet. Let's see. What's this one?
Action!
That's it? Okay. Well, I'm going to play with it a little more. And what I did want to show you is something I tweeted out Tuesday night when I was going on Omegle. I was asking people to send me party songs. And I got the Macarena. It's all on my Twitter. You guys can go check it out. I got a bunch of suggestions. And I want to thank you guys for doing that because I used most of them in the recording session for the Omegle videos. So those will be coming out in the next couple weeks. But someone sent me this song, and this song has been stuck in my head all week. So I want to do the kindness of getting it stuck in your head too. And the song is called Hey Baby. You can look it up anywhere, and you'll probably find every song but this one. It took me forever to find it. But this song has been stuck in my head forever.
Hey, hey,
This is like the catchiest thing, and I think I've heard this before because I think they play this on Carnival cruise ships. So anyone can send me a message on Audio Boo, leave a comment. Do they play this on Carnival cruise ships? Because this song is awesome. I don't know so much about the actual verse, but the chorus is catchy. This part right here is awesome. Alright guys, so that's going to do it for this Audio Boo broadcast. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. If you are listening live, greatly appreciated. And it's cool that you pay attention to the news feed and you actually read our stuff. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to find a way to, you know, reward all of you guys that are tuning in live right now. I've seen your messages and I've been talking to some of you. And I'm going to try to hook you guys up with whether it's a t-shirt or a iTunes gift card or something else. If you guys are doing YouTube videos, maybe I can hook you up with a free intro. So I'm going to be working on that, and I will have that for Saturday's show. I'll let you guys know what your prize is for tuning into this live broadcast. It will only be on audioboo.com. What I do want to leave with is just some information on the Gaming for Charity event. What it is we are going to be playing, whether it's a Name That Tune, a trivia game, or anything like that, we are going to be playing for our hair. Whoever does the worst in the game will have to shave their head, and we will be collecting donations to give to an organization for kids with cancer. And we've been talking to St. Baldwick's, and I think we're going to go with them for the organization. And we're going to have a donate button on our website, so you can click donate whatever money you want, $1, $10, $20. We know it's up to you. It's a donation. But all the money is going to go to a charity, and it's going to be greatly appreciated. So, guys, we want to thank you for tuning into this live broadcast for audioboo.com. We'll see you Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time on The After Hours Show.